This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
They say I need some Rogaine to put in my hair.
I got Jordan Hoffy, 106. Break it out, a little bit of a different beat. This is Hoff music. It's BT and Sal here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is our number. We'll get back to these calls here. The Rams, I guess, apparently cooling on their intentions to deal Matthew Stafford. So we'll get back to that. And more directly, if that's the case, what should the Giants do? Big state of the Knicks day. Ian was great. I've always liked Ian Begley. I've always been a fan. Fits right in. Me and Sal had him a couple of weeks back. He was great today. And even Johnny's bagging win number 25. But more importantly, first, at least co-share, that'll change over the weekend, you hope. First share of a Big East title since 91-92. All right, before I get back to these calls on those topics, and we'll power up coming up next, have a little fun with some of the sneakers back in the day. That's today's power up topic. I'm not a big list guy. You know, I don't use lists. Not that I've never done it. But, I mean, how often, Hoff, you've worked with me and Sal now for about a year and a half, almost a year and a half with me and Sal, well over a year and a half with Tiki. How many times have we bust out a list for, like, to start content? Probably never.
I don't think we've ever done it.
No. I'm not a big list guy, right? I'd say I don't find them somewhat interesting, but they're just usually mindless fodder for slow periods in sports radio. I think we got a lot to talk about, so I'm not really jumping on lists too much. But I did see one, and this is probably why I'm not a big list fan. I mean, first of all, it's on Fox Sports, right? And I can't remember the last time. I mean, I don't think I have typed in foxsports.com in my browser in 5 to 10 years. Probably 10, closer to 5. I just don't. And if, you know, these guys didn't tell me about it this morning, I certainly would not have seen this. Their topic is, who are the 10 biggest athletes currently playing in New York? Now, all right, a little fun side fodder, do a couple of minutes, kick it around, see where they messed up. I have no problem doing that. My only question is, I don't really know any of the criteria. It's way too broad. So the 10 biggest athletes, well, do they define biggest by best in their opinion? Is it popularity, like merch? Is it a combination of, you know, stats and merch? I don't know. I'm guessing that that's probably it. And it's not a horrendous list. I'll run through it for a second. I'll play the game for a minute. But they missed on a couple. It's like they have no pulse. And Fox is out of, what, L.A.? So they got no pulse for this. They don't know what we're doing here. And please, don't take this as a knock. We've been down the Lindor road. But Lindor, who's very high, as he should be. We should get that in there fast. He should be. But the first sentence, in the last few years, Lindor has been perhaps the biggest star in New York. Have you heard of Aaron Judge? All right, so, and again, it's not to knock Lindor, just to, like, these lists, people pop in, they're not from here, they don't know. Number 10, Pete Alonso. All right. Number 9, Giancarlo Stanton. No way. Number 8 is Davante Adams. What? He's not going to be here in a week or two. Number 7 is Sauce. I'm not even sure that Sauce should be resigned. He had an awful season. Number 6 is Malik Nabers. Got no problem with that. Young man's got a lot of juice and just started. Number 5 is Karl Anthony Towns. Don't have an issue with that. Number 4 is Francisco Lindor. I don't have a problem with that. Number 3 is Jalen Brunson. Got no problem with our guy Jalen. And we know who number 2 and number 1 is. What we don't know, and I will tell you in a moment, is who is 2 and who is 1. Now, Hoff, and I don't think you saw the whole thing, because Dole was the one who tipped me off. Did you actually see the list, yes or no?
No.
Good. Okay, good. Who do you think should be 2 and who do you think should be 1? We know who the options are. Right fielders.
Who the better player is?
Well, that's what I mean. It doesn't say better. It just says 10 biggest, what is their term? Not even stars. Who are the 10 biggest athletes currently playing in New York?
If it's better, you go Judge. If it's a bigger name at the moment, I mean, Juan Soto's got a lot of flair to him.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see Juan being 1 and Judge being 2. But if it's better, then it's Judge 1 and Soto 2.
You know, I think you lay it out perfect. I actually agree with that. If it's like right now, like the current sizzle, it's Soto. It's Soto 1 for all the reasons that we've gone through for months here. And the months leading up to his decision to leave the Yankees and ultimately join the Mets. If it's the best player, it's Judge. I think you nailed it. Wow.
That's a first. The first time you've done a list, the first time that I've nailed something.
Yeah, it's not the first time you've nailed something, but it's been a while. Not the first time. It's been a long time. First time, long time?
Feels like it's been forever.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's good. What about, Davante Adams is 8? Are you okay with Pete being 10? Should Pete be on the list?
I don't even think Pete should really be on the list. I'm like, to be honest with you, I think, I know that Igor Shesterkin.
That's where I was going. Look at you. Like, you're on point today,
like,
dude.
I feel like at least there should be some representation from a Ranger there.
I agree.
I don't think Pete should be on there. Davante Adams should be nowhere close to that list.
That is idiotic.
Yeah, it's Garrett Wilson, personally speaking.
I agree with that.
And I don't even know if I'd put him that low at 8. I'd almost move him up.
Dexter Lawrence.
Sexy Daxy, yeah.
I mean, it's tough to put 2 Giants, you know, have 20% on a team that's been bad. I know Dex got hurt, but Dex is... I mean, at least you got Malik Nabers at number... Did you see... I don't know if you heard, you were on the phone. Malik was number 6.
I did hear that. Yeah,
Pete's 10. You know, what are we doing with Stanton at number 9? I don't know. I don't know when this was written. You're reacting to October. There's no Rangers. Rangers not having a good season, but you got to have Shesterkin in there. You got to bounce Davante Adams and at least get the Rangers goalie in there.
They have to rename that list as the laziest athletic list in New York. I mean,
that's why lists suck.
Yeah, you usually put a little bit more thought into it, though. This is just like, let's just keep on putting names that we know. Done.
I know.
Honestly, like, where's Gerrit Cole? Where's Max Fried? How about this? Max Fried probably has more pop than Giancarlo Stanton at the moment, right?
Yeah.
Aren't you more excited about him?
Oh, of course. The one thing I'll say for lists, generally lists are put out to spawn debate. Like, if you put out a perfect list that it's like, it's pretty universally accepted. Looks good. Let's keep it moving. Click. You go on something else. And that's why, like, you look at, like, whether it's, like, the Shredder, even though it's more statistically oriented with baseball, MLB Network. I love when Brian Kenny does that stuff. It's a little geeky, but I love it. But when you start, like, the best shortstops in baseball, like, I think that sometimes they do something that they know is a little egregious. Why? Because if it's egregious enough, without embarrassing yourself, which they don't, you're gonna have some debate. You're gonna get maybe not an hour on the radio, but you'll get some digital footprints, and that's the purpose to obviously get content.
This feels like a list. Like if Jose Iglesias was currently still here, whether he was on the Yankees or the Mets, he'd be like 5 on that list, which would be embarrassing.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I hate lists. But speaking of lists, we'll do our own Power 5 Power Up coming up in about 20 minutes. We'll give you a list of my top 5 sneakers. That'll actually be a good list, I promise. All right, let's get back to you. 888-808-1019. Donald does up in the Poconos, back to the Stafford Giant stuff. Donnie, what's going on?
All right. Thank you for taking my call.
You got it, Donald.
You yourself, young man, said that the Giants are not making the playoffs. So I don't understand what the fatuation with Stafford is. I don't judge a guy trying to make money, but not on the Giants watch.
Yep.
Let's look at the offensive line. Barkley could barely get to the line of scrimmage before getting tackled.
And he was also hurt a lot. He's also hurt a lot with the Giants.
Okay, Danny Dimes running for his life.
Yep.
But let's get to the big picture, the big question. The Giants have to play 6 games within their division. Parcells used to say, you got to beat the teams in your division if you're going to be a qualified team.
Mm-hmm.
The best that they can get is 1-5.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't know that. Yeah, but you don't. But Donald, you don't know that. I mean, you don't know that.
No disrespect, and you are a great host. They can't beat the Eagles. They can't beat the Redskins. They might be able to get 1 game from Dallas.
Well, again, I'm not saying they're going to go 5-1. I'm sorry, but you know, listen.
No, 1-5.
No, I know. No, I heard you. I'm not saying that they're going to go 5-1, but right. I'm also not saying 1-5 because, you know, God, I don't even want to put names out in the universe. So-and-so quarterbacks, other teams, you know who they are. They get hurt. Things change. But listen, your pretense is right. I mean, even when the Giants were good in 2022, where they go 1-4-1 in the division, they tied the Commanders and they beat them. I mean, so I know. I know there's a wide gap here, but I don't believe in, like, punting, even though you don't use that word, but in essence it equates to the same thing. Well, why go get Stafford if you don't think the Giants are going to win games? Well, I mean, eventually you've got to at least change the inner workings of the building. And Donald, appreciate the call, buddy, but where I think that there's maybe value that you either ignore or just don't value, to be redundant, you know, even if they went 7-10 with Stafford, even if that happened, and they're obviously at that point 8-9 even, and they're a non-playoff team, I think that the value with Stafford working with neighbors and the old Johnson, I think that that matters. Like, I think at some point before you start sprinting, you got to start crawling. And I could promise you that they'd start crawling with Stafford. But if these more recent reports are true, it doesn't look like the Rams are getting ready to move on from them. Alex at East Quag. Alex, big Knicks guy. What's up, bud?
You say, BT. I got to laugh at a couple of things that Ian Begley said. And then I want to make one point about their bench. In his words, I'm condensing this, but in his words, other than the fact that he can't come up with any idea why he would keep playing his stars in blowouts and playing with fire, that's his own words, and other than in-game adjustments, Tibbs is a really good coach. Now, in-game adjustments, I'm sorry, that's a pillar of what you build good coaching on.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a problem with his ability to use in-game adjustments, then he's not a good coach.
Then you got a problem.
I'm not saying he's a terrible coach.
He's not. He's a good coach. He's just not a great coach.
But the way he presented that with those two points, which is like from a bizarre. I want to say something about the bench. You've got guys. Is Jacob Toppin still on this team? You've got Jacob Toppin, Matt Ryan. You've got a 12-year-old, Pacome Didier, who should be down in the G League every day.
Mm.
In the G League, they've got T.J. Warren, who is a known scorer, can fill it up in his good days with the Pacers.
Yep.
Waiting for a guy, and again, these are not A-plus sixes, but they're something. You've got DeLon Wright, who is a 6'5" defensive whiz, can't shoot a lick, but they just picked him up from Milwaukee. He's sitting on the end of the bench. If your team, if the momentum has changed, and it's in the hands of the opponent because you're not scoring or they're scoring too much, give 5 minutes to someone who could come in and nuke the basket for a couple,
yeah,
or someone who can or shut down their other guy. You've got, why isn't T.J. Warren on this bench instead of Jacob Toppin or Matt Brown?
I don't, you're not wrong. I don't know. Let me answer you directly, Alex. I don't know. But is that really the big problem? We can complain about it. And I'm not saying that you're wrong. I don't think you are. T.J. Warren should play 12, 13 minutes every night. I don't know how he doesn't play for the Knicks. I don't know. But that's not why they are where they are. That's not the actual answer. Bobby's in Comac. Bob, BT and Sal on the Fan. What's up?
BT, how are you, babe?
Good,
how you
man.
Doing?
What's going on?
Listen, I am an 81 St. John's graduate.
Okay.
I go back to Irvin Magic Johnson at Alumni Hall. I go back to the Doctors of Dunk with
Darryl.
Well,
Bobby, hold on, Bob. I didn't even know. Michigan State came in and Magic played at Alumni Hall?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yes, Jed Heathcote was the coach.
Yeah, I know Jed.
We had season tickets across from their bench.
Wow.
And they would put it, and listen, BT,
yeah,
they would put up signs to say what the play was. They would put up rub, an actual sign, and we'd be screaming on the other side of the court. It was unbelievable.
Wow. Watching, okay, go ahead.
Great. But all I'm saying is I watched the game last night, and I can't tell you how happy I am and how well they play. It wasn't their cleanest game last night,
no.
But their defense and their hustle is going to go a long way. And I just wanted to say I'm ecstatic what's going on. And Saturday is going to be off the roof there, will tell you.
Are you going to the game, Bobby, or no?
I am not. But I will watch. Will watch. And I'm telling you, I'm glued. And after all these years of frustration, you know, other than 85, you know, you really have to appreciate what Pitino is doing. After what, 35 years, BT?
A little 40 more years? Than that. Yeah, they had a couple of good years with Jarvis, with Rod and Bootsy and Postel. You know that, but... I mean,
right,
Bob,
right.
It has, you know what it's been? It's been said. And thanks for the call. Now, I know all the diehard Johnny fans have been rolling like, you know, maniacs since minute one. But if you're a fringe fan or you used to like St. John's back, I remember when St. John's used to be good. But, you know, you don't follow them maybe like we do. That's fine. Jump in, man. I mean, I'm not sitting here saying they're going to win the championship. I'm not saying they won't. But I'm not going to put a limit on this coach, that's for sure. And these young men. But they play exactly the way you want them to play. I thought Aaron Scott really blew up his knee last night. That when he went down, that was a problem. They didn't play great. They didn't play. But I thought Butler played harder. It's like the only game this year I think where the opponents played harder for them more. You know, St. John's cranked it up late and they won. They made some plays down the stretch. They obviously tightened things up on D. But Saturday is going to be wild. It is going to be absolutely bonkers. And you know, the crazy thing about this, think about what Rick did with the transfer portal. You know, when you look at somebody like Zuby, who left Kansas, and you look at Aaron Scott, North Texas, but he was a good player there. And I think they made the tournament. I think they did make the tournament, North Texas, the 1 year. Yeah, they did. They definitely did. You look at some of the other players, Davon Smith, who's a stud, and Kadari from Seton Hall. Like, there was a real leap of faith. Because as much as they can read about Rick and their dads and their uncles, Rick Pitino, the man, they didn't see it. So they took a leap of faith. That was early. What do you think the portal is going to look like next year when the rest of the country is now sitting there saying, wow, this is what happens in New York City when St. John's is good? They sell out every night. They're all over. I mean, anywhere you look, it is St. John's doubt. I mean, billboards, buses, sellouts at the Garden, newspapers, digital clicks, radio spots, you name it. Barstool, Rick hopping on with them, TV shows, they are everywhere. And I know that you're enjoying it because, you know, you've been dying for this. And let's be honest, I don't think I ever thought that it could get back to this. I just didn't. I thought it was too far removed. Before they hired Rick, I'm like, that's it. I know that they could have some years and make the tournament, whatever. But this, like number 7 in the country, by the way, with a chance to move up, which they probably will because a couple of teams in front of them lost. I mean, maybe be a 2 seed, maybe mess around, get to San Antonio. Nah, I did not think that that was really possible anymore. I just didn't. I didn't think the university knew how to win. It was before they hired Rick. And I just thought the landscape had changed so much. I really thought, I mean, St. John's felt more like a MAC team or an Atlantic 10 team than the Big East team that we fell in love with. They just didn't resemble that at all. And now around the country, now St. John's going to have to pay for this. But guess what? They got Mike Rapoli, so they will. There are studs. I mean, grown men, not young kids, studs that are dying to come here next year. So it's not like this is a one-off, like where they lose 4 seniors and they're going to lose some kids. But like the conventional, all kids graduate, kids that came here as freshmen. Yeah, you're going to lose a few kids, and then you get a few more. That might not feel the same exactly. Maybe defensively they're a little different. Maybe they shoot the ball a little bit better. But like as long as Rick is here, this is what it's going to be. 888.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results.
And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
808-1019. It's glorious. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Now it's time to power up with BT and Sal.
All right, we'll have a little fun with this here. And the topic today, I'm going to power up with my top 5 favorite sneakers. And this was born... if you're watching now, I'm holding them up for you. Red, white, and black Nike 3/4 cut that I wear when I do St. John's, whether it's the games or the TV show. And I've got to go to campus today to film some stuff. So I've got my suit in the car. I've got the sneakers here. Hoff rolls in. Well, those are pretty cool. And we started talking sneakers. So with that in mind, in descending order, my top 5, my 5 favorite basketball. Well, I mean, I guess they're mostly basketballs. Yeah, they're basketball sneakers. Number 5. Now, this is less about style and more about practicality. I would almost venture to guess, especially if you're young, you don't even know that these existed. Kangaroos. What? You got to look them up, man. I'm telling you, they didn't look great. I don't even know if the kangaroo, like, you know, I had the Nike has the swoosh and the Adidas has the stripes, whatever. Converse has, like, the star and that less than or greater than sign. Kangaroos, I think their logo was just a kangaroo. And I don't even think that was a different color. Like, they were just white, and they were high tops, and they were fairly inexpensive, which mattered back then to us. But the reason why they're number 5, practical. They had a little zipper, like a kangaroo. And the zipper on the tongue, oh, you got to look at these off. The zipper on the tongue of the sneaker was just wide enough to stick one key in for me to let myself in my house when I was a kid, and just wide enough in terms of width and just enough length where I could stick like $1 or $2 and a couple of quarters to get something from the ice cream truck when we were playing basketball all day. Number five, Kangaroo High Tops. Oh, my God. All right, number four. Now, I mean, when you have a song named after you, you know you got to come correct with some good sneakers here.
My Adidas walk through classic doors and walk all over Coliseum floors.
They keep this going a little bit lower there. Oh, I love this song. This is great back in the day, mid-80s. Now, the Adidas Superstars, many of you know these as the Adidas Shell Tops, were obviously made popular in the mid-80s. The Beastie Boys used to rock them, Run DMC rocked them first. And they actually were introduced in 1969. Kareem used to wear these, right? And then for some reason, Kareem went to LA Gear. That is not on the list, I can promise you. But I never wore these playing basketball. I just wore these with fat laces. I absolutely love these things. Now, Hoff, we have a little age gap. You probably missed the fat lace stage, didn't you?
I think I missed every stage of sneaker, Phil. I'm not a sneaker guy.
You're not a sneaker guy?
No. No, really not.
Okay.
This is not my forte.
No, I won't.
So I probably, yeah, I think I missed the what was it called? The laces?
The fat laces.
I definitely missed the fat laces.
So the fat laces were definitely a breakdancing thing. I was not a very good breakdancer. Not horrendous, but definitely not good. But God, did I love these fat laces. And to the point, if you remember the Adidas Shell Tops, in like near the three stripes, they had these little, like, tiny holes that were obviously for breathability, for air. And what we would do is, and we were next level with the fat laces, we would take these gold thumbtacks, and not the thumbtacks just with the points, because you'd be pricking your foot all day, but there were certain thumbtacks, if you can fit them in the little hole on the Adidas shoe, and rather than just a point on the other end, it was like these two things that you can manipulate, Dove, you know what I'm saying, and like that would close them and secure them. So we had the fat laces, and we had the gold, whatever the hell they were, to really add a little jazz. God, I
clasps.
Love the clasps. Thank you very much. Those were absolutely sick. And you had to go. I mean, I know there were a lot of variations. You had to go white, and you had to go black with the stripes. All right, number three. You got to have Jordans on the list here. How do you have, you know, top basketball sneakers and no representation for the Jordans? Now, I was in the sneaker game for a long time, and then I just bounced for a long time. And then I got back in, like my wife just one random Christmas, I'd say about maybe 4 or 5 years ago, just got me a pair of Jordans out of nowhere. And then it was like, you know, Pookie with the pipe. I was hooked again. I'm like, I got to start getting Jordans again. So I got back in. I know some, but like the Jordan 12s, I think the Jordan 11s were really popular, but like the 20s, I don't know. The Jordan 2s, that's number three on my list. They were I love the ones, that's too easy. The 3s were pretty sweet. The 3s actually had the bubble, right? For the, on the sole of the foot. But I love the Jordan 2s. They had this like fake lizard skin that really added to the, just the aesthetics of it. So Jordan 2s, number three for me. All right, number two on my list. Basic, unbelievable, awesome, any era, Nike Dunks. Now, Nike Dunks, they had a campaign. What was it called? It was the, it was Be True to Your School campaign. And, yeah, this is obviously born out of St. John's, those red and white Nike St. John Dunks that they used to wear. And Georgetown, who I hated. And they hated us, by the way. They had the blue and gray Nike Dunks. Like, Michigan had the different blue with the yellow. Oh, my God. The Nike Dunks. And the cool thing about Nike Dunks, even now, you can rock it with jeans or khakis. Like, they are very versatile. Not the best for basketball in hindsight. The sole's kind of flat, whatever. Sneakers have clearly evolved, but Nike Dunks, unbelievable. All right, number one for me. And Hoff, as I'm saying this, look on Google and find the commercial. There's no curses. You could just play it. You'll know where I'm going. Number one for me, top five sneakers. We power up Converse Weapons. The Converse Weapons, which were introduced, again, it's all relative to when you were born. You know, this, again, the mid-80s kind of a thing, 86, certainly 87, 88. What I loved about Converse Weapons, number one, they had style, all right? They were definitely versatile. I remember I used to wear the black, I had the black and white ones that I would wear in CYO, and I had the green and white ones that I used to wear, like, out on Friday nights. And these were in the 90s, not in the 80s. When I would go out, like, when I started first going out in high school on a Friday or Saturday night, tuck the jeans. Remember, you tuck the bottom of the jeans. You make them really tight. I used to do that. These things were sick. And how about this? The Converse weapons, they had, like, five or six different colors and styles. And they had, think about the names that were representing the Converse weapon. You had Magic and Bird. And those Magic ones were so awful. I couldn't stand those purple, white. I hated them. And I don't even like Bird at the Celtics, but those black and white Bird ones were dope. Bernard King had blue and orange ones. Isaiah Thomas was on that. Mark Aguirre with the Dallas Mavericks had green and white ones. Kevin McHale was on that list. And I think that's it. Bird, Magic, King, Aguirre, Isaiah, McHale. And they had a song. Did you find the
Converse weapon?
Here we go.
That's a shoot. That's Magic do what he was born to do.
Yeah.
Maybe so, but that's not all. They let Isaiah play like he's 10 feet tall.
I said the kind of moves that never fail. The weapons, the choice of Kevin McHale.
The same is true for Mark Aguirre. When I wear weapons, I'm on fire.
But what can the weapons do for King? Well, I can do just about anything.
You already know what you did for me.
What?
I walked away with the MVP.
Larry Bird. Larry Bird said, all right, boys, who's playing for second place today? Move aside. That is great. You have to YouTube this. Maybe if you want to put this out on our Twitter account, it's good stuff there. So I got the Kangaroos. I've got the Adidas shell tops, the Superstars. I got the Jordan 2s. I got the Nike Dunks. And I've got the Converse weapons. There you go. 888-808-1019 is the number. Oh, man, I got deep. This is usually Tiki's territory. Deep in a rabbit hole. Sneaker rabbit hole. You know, I wanted to squeeze in two that I just didn't have. I couldn't leave any of the ones off. I just couldn't do it. But there were two, and you got to understand, like, you young people, you take it for granted now. When you were playing ball in the 80s and the 90s, it's not like you'd go to a website, and I do this with my children's cleats. I mean, I'm not just going to give them a free pop, tell you which company it is, but you go to a certain website, and, you know, depending upon what team and what you're looking for, oh, you got red and black, you got 9,000 colors. Back in the day, you didn't. So one of my CYO teams was green and gold, and I remember they had Hakeem Olajuwon's had... was endorsing Etonics, Etonics, and Brooks was Dominique. I always loved Dominique. I didn't love Hakeem, but I loved Dominique. I actually had a poster of Dominique in my room, even though it wasn't a Nick. Loved Dominique Wilkins. And Dominique would had Brooks. And some of those sneakers, even Xavier McDaniel, Xavier McDaniels were spot built, as crazy as that sounds, when he was out there with Seattle. And I got those, too. Green and gold to match the CYO. So you had to get really creative. It's not like, well, you know, listen, my teams are purple and black, and let me find that now. My son's got purple and black sneakers, Anthony Edwards, which matches his one of his uniforms. But back then it was not as easy. So you had to find some of these off-the-radar sneakers that that obviously many of you have not heard of. But if you know, you know. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019 is our number. Evan and Tiki coming up next here. You know, this just struck me as incredibly strange and sad, although we lived an amazing life. Rest in peace to Gene Hackman and his wife. You know, so I saw the 95 years old, one of the great actors ever. And I see it this morning, Gene Hackman, 95, I think his wife was 65 or 68, and their dog. All three found dead in their estate. And when I see the article this morning, they're like, you know, foul play's been ruled out. I'm not trying to, like, make light of this or anything, but foul play's been ruled out. It can't be anything but foul play. And now I just see an article, when I was looking for some of the sneaker stuff, that they've updated this, and now they're going to open up the investigation to include foul play, or whatever the, you know, actual term is for detectives, et cetera, with that. Yeah, no kidding. I mean, a 95-year-old man, his wife, and their dog in different rooms, all dead, and the door slightly ajar? I mean, what do you think it is? I'm not even going to give any theories, but you know, pretty confident saying that they didn't all die of natural causes at the same exact second. You know what I mean? It's just, that is definitely a weird one. And we'll see what they come. And, you know, the autopsy is going to take a month or so, maybe 6 weeks. But, yeah, he was just amazing. I love Gene Hackman. All right, let's get back to you guys here. Leroy's up in Monroe, Connecticut. BT and Sal on the Fan. Leroy, what's up?
How are you, BT? Good to hear you. Thanks for having me on.
First of all,
Big League Basketball, Puma Baskets for me. My kid brother, Puma Clyde. I'm the only guy amongst my friends in Connecticut who's a St. John's fan. I've been taking grief for 30 years. It felt so good to lay a spanking on them on Saturday. Essentially UConn's second home court, because everybody hops a train and goes down there when they play St. John's there.
Yep.
Pitino's the right guy at the right time.
Wasn't a fan
of his in Providence. He's been a basketball lifer, but I really feel he came to us at the right time and can bring us back and legitimize us a little bit. You know,
well, could
I'm just so happy that they're doing good.
I mean, they're already legitimized.
We're going to ride it as far as we can.
Yeah, that's the goal. Why didn't you like him at Providence? I could see maybe later, you know, you had some issues, but why would Providence?
I just thought he was, like, too young. He's a rah-rah guy. He's a big Knicks fan. When he came to the Knicks, I wasn't about him.
Oh, I loved him with the Knicks.
Yeah,
I got you.
I don't know.
I got you. Understood.
He's like the senior guy. He's like the elder statesman among the college coaches. So
he's one of them.
Take him now, you know.
I got you, Leroy. No, listen, and Rick has said this. He said it on camera. He said it off camera. Rick's been humbled. You know, when you get humbled in life, you come back a little different. And I think he's very aware that this thing's ending. You know, it's going to be of his own volition. A couple of years, and he's not going to coach 10 more years. That's for sure. You know, whether it's three, whether it's four, whether he hits all 6 years on the contract, whatever, you know, there's a finite window for him. And you know, he's one of those people. Now, he might push it to 80 because I think he's a lot more like Boeheim than Brad Stevens, who got out early and then went and did it, you know, now doing a totally different role. He's not coaching. But, you know, Rick, to me, without basketball is a human without oxygen. He just needs it, man. And, you know, the Providence Rick, I mean, he was young, and he was rah-rah, and back then it was a little different. Although Rolly was older, and he was rah-rah. Louie was older, he was rah-rah. I don't know, maybe if you're young and you're rah-rah, you haven't earned the stripes, you know, all right, that's fine. That was more of an old-school mindset, but I get it, I get it. The Rick Pitino version of the Knicks, I loved, and I'll tell you what, like, some of my, just, this is more of a selfish thing, but, like, you know, shooting the show and doing the interview with him, like when off camera, you know, I've kind of asked all my Knick questions. So I think we're kind of, although we talk about the current Knicks, but man, when that camera goes off and we're done doing what we have to do, like the last year and the first couple of episodes this year, you better believe we're talking bomb squad. You know, we're talking, you know, Trent Tucker and, you know, Mark Jackson and Rod Strickland and those guys bombing away. And yeah, I mean, he won 52 games his second year with the Knicks. Like I said, I think he's the best coach of all time. I've said that. I said that collegiately. You know, the Woodens, there's others. I got it. I go with somebody who's done it so many different places, so many different ways. And, you know, he's doing it this year with defense. Providence, he did it with the three-point shot. Kentucky, did it with everything. Louisville, not a lot of pros on that team. I mean, obviously outside of Mitchell. It's not like they were just, you know, littered with, you know, first, you know, the lottery pick after lottery pick. They were more gritty, more defensive. You know, he won in Greece, winner with the Johnnies. You know, he's won at Iona. Others have won at Iona, too. Iona was not good, very good now, but set up for a while before Rick got there. You know, he's just amazing, and he's loving it. And I think he takes a great amount of pride in being that person to bring the Knicks back. Jay, hold on one sec. Hoff, what was that? I know you had something. What do you got?
Yeah, Huck Porty is out 4 to 6 weeks with the meniscus tear.
Oh, so he hurt his knee. All right. Okay.
Of course.
I got you. Thank you, Hoff. Thank you. Jay, what's up, buddy?
What's up, BT? I like you, but listen, I got three things for you. First of all, Coach Calhoun's the greatest college coach of all time, or Knight. I love Pitino, but it's not him. It's Calhoun or Knight. Number two, Giants need Aaron Rodgers here. That's what they need. They need Rodgers here.
Oh,
and
Rodgers.
The third thing is, listen,
yeah,
he said something 2 weeks ago. I couldn't believe he said it. There's no way in hell that Tiki Barber's a Hall of Famer over Eli Manning. Eli Manning is an absolute 100%.
We got to go. I hear you. No, listen, I got you. I hate to do it. I got to go. Yeah, I did say that. And, ooh, did I get some heat on Soch? That's fine. I'm not saying Eli's not. I just said Eli was not a first ballot, and he's not. Eli's going to get in. And Tiki's going to get in. My point about that, so it's not hijacked, was Tiki was absolutely, for a couple of years, one of the best players, without a doubt, in the NFL. In the NFL, not just his running backs. Eli was never close to that. You can protest that. You can push back. That's fine. You would be wrong. Speaking of Tiki and Evan, next. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great Thursday. Tomorrow at 10. Bye-bye.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.